Chapter 93. Electric and Plug-in Hybrid Electric Vehicles. Plug-in Hybrid Electric Vehicles. Principles. A plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, abbreviated PHEV, is a vehicle that is designed to be plugged into an electrical outlet at night to charge the batteries. By charging the batteries in the vehicle, it can operate using electric power alone, or stealth mode, for a longer time, thereby reducing the use of the internal combustion engine, abbreviated ICE. The less the internal combustion engine is operating, the less fuel is consumed and the lower are the emissions. Some plug-in hybrid electric vehicles offer the driver an option to use the internal combustion engine first and then switch to electric vehicle mode, electric only, later in the trip. This option is commonly used where the driver is first traveling on the highway and uses the internal combustion engine to propel the vehicle, saving the energy in the battery to be used when arriving in the city. Identifying a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. Many plug-in hybrid electric vehicles are built using a conventional or a hybrid electric vehicle configuration with just added battery capacity. As a result, some plug-in hybrid electric vehicles may be difficult to pick out, such as the plug-in version of the Toyota Prius. The identification of a plug-in version of a hybrid electric vehicle, abbreviated HEV, includes different badges, usually stating that it is a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, an electrical connection door and a door for fuel for the internal combustion engine. See Figure 93-1. The operation of the plug-in version is the same as the hybrid electric vehicle version of the same vehicle, so from a service or maintenance point of view, it does not really matter whether it is a plug-in hybrid electric vehicles or a hybrid electric vehicle. Plug-in hybrid electric vehicle's battery capacity. The size or capacity of the battery pack used determines how far the vehicle can travel without using the internal combustion engine, commonly called the electric vehicle, or electric vehicle, range. Battery capacity is measured in kilowatt hours. A kilowatt is 1000 watts, and a watt is a volt times an ampere, which is a measurement of electrical power. The higher the kilowatt rating of the battery, the more electrical energy it can store. A lower kilowatt hour, kilowatt, rated battery weighs less and is less expensive, but the range that the vehicle can travel on battery power alone is limited. A higher kilowatt rating battery means that the battery is capable of propelling the vehicle for a greater distance before the internal combustion engine is used. This reduces the fuel used, but the larger battery weighs and costs more. Therefore, a plug-in vehicle is a compromise between cost and weight of the battery. Refer to Figure 93-1. Figure A, about the only way to tell a plug-in Prius from a regular Prius is from the badge on the sides, or Figure B, by the charge port door on the passenger side at the rear. Refer to Figure 93-2. A Chevrolet Volt Extended Range Electric Vehicle, abbreviated EREV, also called a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, abbreviated PHEV, being charged at a row of charging stations at the Corvette Assembly Plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Refer to Figure 93-3. Figure A, charging stations that are equipped with SAE standard J1772 chargers are often found at large companies, colleges, universities, and shopping malls in many parts of the country. Figure B, a typical SAE J1772 charging station that is in a designated electric vehicle parking location, which is often in a premier location to encourage use of electric and plug-in electric vehicles. Plug-in hybrid electric vehicle examples. A standard Toyota Prius has a 1.3 kilowatt battery pack, whereas the plug-in version has a larger 4.4 kilowatt battery, allowing electric-only travel of about 10 miles before the internal combustion engine is used. When the battery pack state of charge has been depleted, the vehicle operates as a standard hybrid electric vehicle with the internal combustion engine and electric motor both used to propel the vehicle. A Chevrolet Volt has a larger 16 kilowatt battery pack and, as a result, can travel over 30 miles on electric power alone, without using the internal combustion engine, until the battery has been discharged to about 25% to 35%. At this stage, the internal combustion engine is operated to keep the battery pack at a level high enough to keep propelling the vehicle. See Figure 93-2. See Chart 93-1 for a comparison of many of the current plug-in hybrid electric vehicles. Charging a plug-in hybrid electric vehicles. After the battery pack has been discharged propelling the vehicle, the internal combustion engine is used to keep the battery charged enough to propel the vehicle, but it does not fully recharge the battery pack. To fully charge the high-voltage battery pack in a plug-in hybrid electric vehicles requires that it be plugged into either a 120-volt or a 240-volt outlet. See Figure 93-3. Tech tip. Turn on heat or AC while still connected. If charging a plug-in hybrid or an electric vehicle, use a smartphone app to access the vehicle to turn on the air conditioning or heat 15 minutes before leaving from work. For example, an owner of a Nissan Leaf, who works in Phoenix, Arizona, uses the phone app to start the air conditioning while it is still connected to the charging station at work. Then the interior is nice and cool when the owner is ready to leave work, even though the vehicle has been sitting in the hot sun on a 100-degree day. Because the operation of the AC is occurring while still plugged into the charging station, the range of the Leaf is not affected and the ride home is done in comfort. The same can be done to heat the interior in cold weather, too. Electric vehicles. Principles. An electric vehicle, abbreviated EV, uses a high-voltage battery pack to supply electrical energy to an electric motors to propel the vehicle under all driving conditions. Electric vehicles that use battery power alone to propel the vehicle are called zero-emission vehicles, abbreviated ZEVs. The capacity of the battery pack, in kilowatt-hours, determines the range of the vehicle, and then it has to be plugged in to recharge the battery before it can be driven further. Cold weather concerns. Past models of EVs such as the General Motors electric vehicle, EV1, were restricted to locations, such as Arizona and Southern California, that had a warm climate. Cold weather is a major disadvantage to the use of EVs for the following reasons. Cold temperatures reduce battery efficiency. Additional electrical power from the batteries is needed to heat the batteries themselves to be able to achieve reasonable performance. Passenger compartment heating is a concern for an electric vehicle because it requires the use of resistance units or other technology that reduces the range of the vehicle. Hot weather concerns. Batteries do not function well at high temperatures, and, therefore, some type of battery cooling must be added to the vehicle to allow for maximum battery performance. This results in a reduction of vehicle range due to the use of battery power needed just to keep the batteries working properly. Besides battery concerns, the batteries also have to supply the power needed to keep the interior cool, as well as all the other accessories. These combined electrical loads represent a huge battery drain and reduce the range of the vehicle. Range. How far an electric vehicle can travel on a full battery charge is called its range. The range of an electric vehicle depends on many factors, including battery energy storage capacity, vehicle weight, outside temperature, terrain. Driving in hilly or mountainous areas requires more energy from the battery. And use of air conditioning and other electrical devices. Tech tip. Batteries like the same temperature range as humans. Batteries work best when they are kept within a temperature range that is also the most comfortable for humans. Most people are comfortable when the temperature is between 68 degrees Fahrenheit and 78 degrees Fahrenheit, or 20 degrees Celsius and 26 degrees Celsius. Below 68 degrees Fahrenheit, or 20 degrees Celsius, most people want heat. Above 78 degrees Fahrenheit, or 26 degrees Celsius, most people want cooling. Batteries perform best when they too are exposed to the same temperature range. Therefore, a proper heating and cooling system must be used to keep the batteries within this fairly narrow temperature range for best performance. Tech tip. The rule of thumb is 3. To help estimate the range of an electric vehicle, multiply the battery capacity in kilowatt-hours, kilowatt, by 3 to get a good idea as to the range of the vehicle. For example, a Nissan Leaf has a battery capacity of 24 kilowatt and, when multiplied by 3, equals 72 miles, 24 times 3 equals 72. Refer to Chart 93-2. Selected electric vehicles and their battery capacity and published range. Refer to Figure 93-4. The SAEJ1772 plug is used on most electric and plug-in hybrid electric vehicles and is designed to work with level 1, 110 to 120 volt, and level 2, 220 to 240 volt, charging. Refer to Figure 93-5. Figure A, a Chevrolet Volt being charged using the supplied 110 volt charger. Figure B, always lay out the entire length of the charging cord before plugging the vehicle into the outlet. E cord is not kept straight, the current flow can not only create a coil, but the flow of current can overheat the wires and, in some cases, can actually cause the insulation to melt. Battery capacity and range examples. See Chart 93-2 for some examples of the battery capacity and the range of selected electric vehicles. SAE Standard Charger Plug. Most EVs and plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, such as the Chevrolet Volt and Toyota Prius, use a standard charger plug. The standard charger plug meets the specification as designated by SAE Standard J1772, updated in 2009. See Figure 93-4. Because EVs have a relatively short range, charging stations must be made available in areas where these vehicles are driven. For example, when the state of California mandated the sale of ZEVs, charging stations were set up in many areas, usually in parking lots of businesses and schools. The parking spaces near the charging stations are designated for EVs only and can be used for free to recharge EVs. Charging levels. There are three levels of chargers that can be used to charge a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, or electric vehicle. The three levels include Level 1. Level 1 uses 110 to 120 volt standard electric outlet, 20 amp circuit, and is capable of charging a Chevrolet Volt extended range electric vehicle in 10 hours or more. This long length of time usually means that it is best to allow overnight to charge the vehicle so it is ready to go the next morning. The advantage is that there is little, if any, installation cost, as most houses are equipped with 110 volt outlets and can charge up to 16 amperes. See Figure 93-5. Level 2. Level 2 chargers use 220 to 240 volts to charge the same vehicle in about 4 hours. Level 2 chargers can be added to most houses, making recharging faster, up to 80 amperes, when at home, and are the most commonly used charging stations available at stores and colleges. Adding a Level 2 charging outlet to the garage or parking location can cost $2,000 or more, depending on the location and the wiring of the house or apartment. See Figure 93-6. Refer to Figure 93-6. A Nissan Leaf plugged into a charging station at a college. Level 3. Level 3 charging stations use 440 volts and can charge most electric vehicles to 80% charge in less than 30 minutes. This high charge rate may be harmful to battery life. Always follow the charging instructions and recommendations as stated in the owner's manual of the vehicle being charged. Level 3 chargers charge the vehicle using direct current at a rate up to 125 amperes. Level 3 chargers are often called a DC quick charger, or DCQC, and can often charge an electric vehicle battery to 80% capacity in as little as 30 minutes. A Level 3 charger station can cost $50,000 or more, making this type of charger most suitable where facilities are selling the service of rapidly charging the vehicle. The Tesla superchargers are Level 3 chargers and are free to use by Tesla owners. Tesla EVs use their own unique plug-in supply adapters if they are going to be connected to a standard SAE J1772 charging station plug or a 100-volt electrical outlet. See Figure 93-7. Frequently Asked Question. What is a CHAdeMO connector? CHAdeMO is a Japanese trade name of a quick charging method for Level 3 charging using DC electricity at a high rate. CHAdeMO is an abbreviation of Charge to Move, which can be translated to mean charge for moving. See Figure 93-8. Refer to Figure 93-7. Figure A, an SAE combo plug that includes the J-1776 design at the top for Level 1 and Level 2 charging, with the added two large terminals that are used to charge using high voltage DC. Figure B, a Chevrolet Bolt electrical charging terminal. The orange plastic tab can be pivoted to cover the Level 3 terminals if a Level 1 or 2 is being used. Refer to Figure 93-8. A Nissan Leaf electric vehicle charging ports located at the front of the vehicle under a hinge door for easy access. Review questions. Question 1. What is the difference between a hybrid electric vehicle and a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle? Question 2. What are the advantages of using a higher capacity battery in a PHEV? Question 3. What are the three operating conditions that would cause an electric vehicle to supply less than normal range? Question 4. What are the three levels of chargers? Question 5. What is the difference in the current used between Level 2 and Level 3? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The storage capacity of HV batteries are rated in A. Volts. B. Li-ion. C. kWh. D. Watts. Question 2. Why do cold temperatures reduce the range of an electric vehicle? A. Cold temperatures reduce battery efficiency. B. Additional electrical power from the batteries is needed to heat the batteries. C. Passenger compartment heating requires the use of electrical heating cooling, which reduces the range of the vehicle. D. All of the above. Question 3. What temperature range do batteries work best? A 0 degrees Fahrenheit to 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 18 degrees Celsius to 0 degrees Celsius. B 35 degrees Fahrenheit to 65 degrees Fahrenheit, or 2 degrees Celsius to 18 degrees Celsius. Circa 68 degrees Fahrenheit to 78 degrees Fahrenheit, or 20 degrees Celsius to 26 degrees Celsius. D 90 degrees Fahrenheit to 110 degrees Fahrenheit, or 32 degrees Celsius to 43 degrees Celsius. Question 4. How is the high voltage battery charged in a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle? A. Using the internal combustion engine to turn the motor generator to fully charge the HV battery. B. Using an external charging station or electrical outlet. C. Can be charged to full capacity by using a special dealer only. High voltage charger. D. Operating the internal combustion engine at idle after returning from a trip. Question 5. Which type of vehicle is considered to be a ZEV? A. An electric vehicle. B. A plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. C. A hybrid electric vehicle. D. All of the above. Question 6. Why does warm weather decrease the range of an electric vehicle? A. Batteries do not function well at high temperatures. B. Batteries have to supply the power needed to keep the interior of the vehicle cool. C. Batteries must supply power to help keep the batteries themselves cool. D. All of the above. Question 7. The standard charging station plug is usually what SAE standard? A. J1777. B. J1772. C. J1930. D. J1427. Question 8. Which type, or level, of charger usually requires that the vehicle be charged overnight? A. Level 1. B. Level 2. C. Level 3. D. J1772. Question 9. Which type, or level, of charger may be harmful to the battery? A. Level 1. B. Level 2. C. Level 3. D. J1772. Question 10. Why must the charger cord be unreeled and laid out in a straight line when charging an electric vehicle, or a PHEV? A. To prevent heat buildup in the cable. B. To prevent electromagnetic interference. C. To allow the current to flow faster to the vehicle. D. All of the above. End of chapter 93.